on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Good morning, y'all, and thank you this morning for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your weekend tradition here in Arizona for 29 years. And we are on the road. We, Jennifer and I and the rest of the broadcast gang, ran up I-17 yesterday to land in Flagstaff. We only passed about 20 cars that had dropped their guts on the freeway. Half of I-17 is paved by antifreeze.
Hoods up.
Hoods up. People wiping their brow. It didn't get to under 100 degrees until we were past Munn's Park.
And maybe it's just, it's been so long since I've been on 17. Anytime coming north for the last 15 years, it's always been up Yarnell just because of where we live now.
Yeah, right.
Man, that 17's rough.
Oh, yes, it is.
Potholes.
Yes, it is. You'll have to call Doug Dentzel about that.
Like, am I on I-17 or are we on the dirt road?
I know. It's a wash. In places, it feels like a washboard dirt road, that's for sure. Well, we are up at the Fort Tuthill County Park, which was an old infantry training grounds for the National Guard. It's General Tuthill. Actually ran the facility for about 20 years. It turned into a county park in the 50s, and this is now county fairground where we have the fair every year. A lot of fun as you're coming up I-17. If you need an excuse to get out of the heat today, come on up this morning. We are at the Wildlife Outdoor Expo being held at the Pepsi Amphitheater at the Fort Tuthill County Park. They've got fishing game here. There is a fishing tank. They'll teach the kids how to fish. I just went over there and checked. I counted them. There's 7 million hungry little trout in this pond. And then there's a free archery range. And then they've got off-road vehicles. They've got all kind of tent accessories. National Wildlife Association's here. National Wild Turkey Federation is here. The Arizona Trail Association is here. Just a great opportunity to get the kids up here and shoot a bow, learn a little bit about archery, drop a line in, learn a little bit about fishing with fishing game. Everything's properly supervised. We're in good shape. So we're here at Fort Tuthill County Park. Come on up. This opens at 10 and lasts today and tomorrow. We have a packed show today. We've got Dr. Sky joining us in about a half hour. We've got Greg Peterson from Urban Farmer joining us at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to you all about lightning protection with the oncoming monsoon season in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about barbecue in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we've got a very special guest.
Mr. Mark Andahl, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program. If you've regular listeners have may have caught his interview a couple years ago when we met him at the National Hardware Show. He's a very interesting man, a great entrepreneur with a great vision. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you calling in from this morning?
Right outside of Buffalo, New York, Western New York area.
And what do you have going on in Buffalo, New York?
Well, Buffalo, New York, you know, we always got the chicken wings. We got the weather. We get 7 sunny days here. We're doing good. The event you're at sounds real interesting to me. Very neat with the outdoors. I'm an outdoors guy, so very good stuff.
It's a beautiful setting, and those days, those 7 days of sunshine, I'm sure the residents are out, but when you're under snow and covered, you've got a great great indoor location for them to come check out.
Very good.
Your store.
Tell us about the Made in America store.
Oh, yeah. So we, Mark Andahl, the founder, and we started back 7 years ago. This year we're celebrating 7 years, 7 stores, and 7,000 products. 100% made in our country, USA. So very neat. Would you like to hear the story of how it started?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you know, I started a Rector Set kid. I love to work with my hands out of my mom and dad's garage outside of Buffalo here. My father was a type, grew up poor, never took nothing in to get it fixed. We fixed it. We shopped at the local dumps, you know. And dishwasher went down, we got about 30 solenoids, but we never had to find one again. But, you know, I started Mark Small Engine and Welding, a motor. I was a motor doctor back in 1985. I'd go around to people's houses and fix their small engines, do welding on the road. I did that from 85 to 89, but in 89 I became General Welding and Fabricating, my main business, which with a motto, you dream it, we build it. Just building steel items. I'm a steel guy. I always joke I pick on carpenters. You know, I can't weld wood together. So from 1989 as General Welding, we built that from 89 to 2007 to have four plants in Western New York and 70 employees. Of the 70 employees, I had 18 family members and three guys I went to kindergarten with, a real tight group and a no rich uncle, you know, Rosie. So, you know, we had a lot of fun. We built the largest sculpture in the country for Albert Pelley, a renowned artist out of Rochester. The sculpture is at the St. Louis Zoo called Animal Always, 350,000 pounds of Corten steel, thicknesses from quarter inch to 2 inch, 60 different 3D animals, and we shipped it on 18 semi-loads. So we're a trailer manufacturer. You dream it, we build it. We did ice bikes for Buffalo, bikes that you pedal on ice, and any creation. So we were rocking and rolling from 89 to 2007, but in 2007 we hit a bump in the road.
A lot of people hit. It was a little more than a bump.
Yeah. We made a steel post that went inside PVC fencing to give it rigidity. All the plastic fencing you see out there needs rigidity with steel. And we had a $10 million account, built it over, a $3 million account, built it over 10 years. But my customer wanted more money out of it. I couldn't take more money out of it. So, you know, they said they got a manufacturer in Florida. I said, well, do what you got to do. Well, it wasn't Florida. It ended up being China. China shipped their product to Florida. Florida back up to Western New York and wiped me out, my whole account out, right before 2008. And I tell you, we were Boca certification, quality welds. I'm a CWI welding inspector. It didn't matter. They went for price and went to China. From that day, you know, the recession hit. It went from 2008 to 9. By 2010, I went from 70 employees to 30. Laid off a lot of my family members. Christmas is not the same, guys, when you lay off your family members. So worst time of my life was 2010. And, you know, before I closed two of my four plants, I said, before I go out of business, I went across the street to an out-of-business Ford dealership. And I said, you know, I want to rent this from you, Jay. I said, what do you think? He said, what are you going to do? I said, open a Made in America store, make a statement for our country, soldiers, American workers, and people that work with their hand, the skilled trades. He said, the world's full of crazy people, Mark, go for it. So I opened April 3rd, 2010, and a lot of people thought I was crazy in my small town. But you know what? 600 people showed up, and they loved what I was about. Our products were 100% made in America. They had to be built in America by Americans in American factories. And the Buffalo News did a small article. Associated Press ran it around the world. And I was never on TV and radio. And, you know, one thing led to another. The Japanese Yomiuri Shimbun grabbed it, largest newspaper printed. Japanese did Project Wisdom, Project Reshoring, Korean KBS. All these crazy things happened. And World News had me on four times. Diane Sawyer, Sharon Alfonsi, and then Fox and Friends. They invited me to the White House. I refused at first. I went down. I told this bus story, Rosie, and they said, you open a what? I said, a Made in America store, you know. And we support our veterans. We do a lot, but 7 years ago, it was just a little mom-and-pop shop. Last year, we opened our new facility. I sent you a picture there, Rosie. But
yeah. The
outside of that new building represents all skilled trades. We made the column stainless steel. We represented concrete guys, the masons, the bricklayers. And our whole store stands for a story, but to have 7,000 products made in our country now is pretty outstanding. And I just want to say our favorite shirt is the Made in America store shirt because China is a long drive to work.
That's a long drive. So 7,000 products. List some of your favorites that you found over the years. I've spent a lot of time on
7,000 products, and not one that plugs in or takes a battery, not one in the United States I can sell. I want to tell you that because we've been to the moon, but we can't build a toaster, you know. But We got clothing, all types of nostalgic stuff. We got the old toys. Our toys are educational. You know, we got the Slinky, things like that. People have a ball. We had 625 buses visit our store in 7 years to see what Americans are making. You know, and we have a lot of nostalgic. I got glass bottled milk, the old milk, you know, you get from right from the dairy. I had to keep my foot between it. My father would yell. And, you know, we got all types of nostalgic signs, and we make products at General Welding, my manufacturing company, like fire rings and campfire grills, and we got our FFL, you know, we got the firearms, we got our beer and wine, we sell Yingling, the oldest brewery in the country, beer, so we got a little, we're like a general store on the Oregon Trail, you know, we got a little bit of everything.
You had to get a liquor license, you had to get a gun license, you had to get a retail license.
Oh, yeah.
You've been busy.
We're not done yet, you know, I got to take over every Walmart, you know.
Hey, Mark, I remember, too, when we talked before, everything, you are so strict in your qualifications, even the packaging. If I remember correctly,
yeah.
It has to be made in America. So that's why you were saying you don't have battery operated because there's.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. We have three letters of authenticity on everything. Everybody knows me from that guy up north. I'm pretty, you know, getting pretty well known. But it's yeah, we right down to the glue, the packaging, because the spider web effect, when you're building an item, people don't realize the livelihood you affect it. You know, I say vote with your dollar. People, the consumer has, they have so much power, and I hope your listeners today go out and buy Made in America. Support the country you live in. 50-50 fair trade. I have Vietnamese, Japanese. They visit my store. They get it more than Americans. Just support the country you live in.
That's interesting. And you've got a big passion and vision for bringing up the youth of today and get them back into the trades. Talk about that in our closing last minute and a half.
Yeah, Rosie, I'm glad you bring that up. I'm all about it. I love the kids. I've got four kids myself. My daughter's my boss. I tell her every day I do it for you, Jesse, you know. But, yeah, we work with Alfred, Penn State. But, you know, finally, they're good kids, but they weren't ever exposed to it. I blame the teachers and guidance counselors. 30-year mistake. We've got to get metal shops, wood shops back in school.
Amen.
You know, a lot of these kids never held a hammer or a screwdriver, and it's a shame. I've got a lot of oil and mining and military work back, and I'm looking for welders. And, Rosie, you can't find them, but we've got to get people to make working with your hands okay again. It's a good alternative. It's like the German way. You got to give an aptitude test at ninth grade and say, hey, he may not be made for college, or if you are, fine, but you got to work with your hands. I just think we have to expose more children to it.
Mark, just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about vocational training and hands-on training and intern programs for the trades. I had a caller call me and say, my son lives in Missouri. He's not cut out for school. He loves to weld. Can he have a career?
You know, and to be honest, Rosie, they're making good money. If you know a skilled trade, you're not going to starve. But we've all pushed one way, the parents and guidance counselors. They've got to make it okay. Like you said, I get a kid in. If they got farm work ethic, I'll take them. I can work with it. We got a culture change that happened, but we got to get back on board because I don't blame the children. We've got to make it okay, and they can make a good living. They'll make a good dollar.
Mark Andahl, founder of the Made in America store. You can see more at madeinamerica.com. He listed all the famous global broadcasting and publication networks he's been a part of, and now he can add to his resume for the second time he's been on Rosie on the House.
And that's actually madeinamericastore.com.
Madeinamericastore.com. Thank you, babe. Mark, thanks a million, my friend.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I'm honored to be on your show. Have a wonderful day out there. Send some heat this way.
It's always a blessing to have somebody like that on the show to share our vision for the great country we are blessed to live in.
And with such passion.
More when we get back.